Paragil Mishnah Aleph. We now return to the focus of the Masechta, Yevamos, and we actually described the case of this Mishnah earlier on in Perek Beis. This is the case of Achlis Ukukosai. As we have seen already, when a man dies without children, his wife immediately has a Zika, some sort of weak marital connection, to the brothers of her dead husband. And Midrabanan, as a result of that connection, it's forbidden for the brothers, the Yevamim, to marry the relatives of that woman, of the Shemeres Yevam, also known as the Zakuka. And so says the Mishnah, and there's a diagram to help, Arba Achim. If there are four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Shnai Mehen, Nesun, Shtei Achayis, two of the brothers, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and then Umeisvan and Sumas Achayis, those two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, who are married to the two sisters, they both die. So two sisters fall to Levi and Yehuda. Says the Mishnah, Harelu Choltes Lomis Yabmois, both sisters must do Chalitza and not Yibum. So let's say, for example, Levi would do Chalitza to Rochel and Yehuda would do Chalitza to Leah. Because to both Levi and Yehuda, each sister is his Achis Zekukosai. There is a Zika from both sisters to both brothers. So since Rochel is a Zekuka to Levi, Leah is therefore Achis Zekukosai, the sister of his Zekuka. And the same goes the other way around, and also for Yehuda. And therefore, Midrabanan, it's forbidden for them to do Yibum. Continues the Mishnah, Vim Kodmu V'chonsu, what happens if the two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, violated the Aveir Midrabanan of marrying her, of marrying two sisters? And so Levi married Rachel, let's say, and Yehuda married Leah. They both performed Yibum, says the Mishnah, Yetziu, they are obligated to divorce them. Even though we learnt a couple of cases in the second perek where it was also forbidden to perform Yibum because of Achis Zekukosai. However, once they did perform Yibum, we allow them to remain married. In those cases, it was only a doubt as to whether it was an Achis Zekukosai case. However, in our case, they certainly did violate that Avera. And therefore, even though now, in the continuation of the marriage, they would not violate the Avera of Achis Ukukosai, because there is no longer any Zika, because Yibum has been performed already, since when they did the original Yibum, it was certainly forbidden, so Midrabanan, we forced them to get divorced. However, Rabbi Eliezer says that this is not agreed upon, it's actually a machloikas between Bishamai and Bishilil, Bishamai and Bishamai say Yekaimu. They are permitted to remain married, since they are no longer violating any Avera, and it's only Beis Hillel who say that they must get divorced. The Gemara brings an opinion that actually it's the opposite. The Beis Hillel is the lenient one who allows them to remain married, and that would fit with the general pattern of Beis Hillel usually being more lenient than Beis Shammai.